Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Hahnkamp. Father Clint is a pastor living in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, Mary, Mother of the Church, and Mary, Evangelist of Love.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. The Gospel of the Lord. Some time ago, Pope Francis announced that today would be the memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of the Church. June 1st, being the day after Pentecost, would be a day set aside to reflect over how she is our spiritual mother. I suspect that everyone listening to this reflection could write their own homily about the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is a powerful woman, without doubt. In our Dominican tradition and our spirituality, the Rosary giving shape to our own path to God. And so I'd like to invite each one of us to think not only about the mother of our Lord, Mary the Virgin, but also one of his boon companions, Mary of Magdala. We remember how she had her sins forgiven, how she sat at his feet and learned about the kingdom of God and discipleship. Proclaimed to be Jesus' favorite disciple in the Gospel of Thomas, she finds her way at the foot of the cross, there to look upon her dead Lord and Savior. It was she who helped bury the body of Christ, and she who returned after 3 days to anoint the body and was sent on mission to the other 12 to proclaim the good news. It shouldn't surprise us that she is often acclaimed the apostle to the apostles. When I traveled through southern France last October, I read again the beautiful book written by Cynthia Bergeau entitled The Meaning of Mary Magdalene. Looking for the spirit of Mary Magdalene around every corner and on top of a mountain in a cave where she is reported to have died, I found the generosity and compassion that so marks her as a saint. Her spirit continues to live on in the people of southern France, where she ended up after the resurrection and ascension, and where she died some 30 years later. Mary Magdalene is a powerful woman in the life of Christ, even though we don't hear much about her. She is, nonetheless, who supported his ministry through the means that were available to her. It was she and her expression of love that was able to draw others to Christ through her own preaching and her own witness to the good news. Some will say that Mary Magdalene is the apostle for our day, and I agree. Mary Magdalene symbolizes all those women who powerfully preach the good news through their words and their actions. We might think today of those women in our lives, not just our mothers, but also our teachers, our friends, our companions on the journey, women who have dedicated their lives to Jesus Christ and the gospel he proclaimed. They embody, in so many ways, the spirit of the Magdalene. Today, Jesus calls all women to proclaim the good news and all Christians to listen carefully as they embrace and give witness to the spirit of the Magdalene so alive in our day. The skull of Mary Magdalene lies today in a gold-encrusted reliquary. But her spirit lives on in the lives and in the witness of the women in our life who minister Christ. We pray for these women, our family, our friends. We ask God to continue to speak through them that compassion and love, transformation and joy might be ours as individuals and as a church. God bless you today on this feast of Mary, the mother of the church. God bless you today as we reflect over the great women in our life.